Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, fiat in volonte Dei, my good daughter in the divine volition, let us thank from the heart the Lord and the celestial Queen for having consoled you. This is why we should never get discouraged or lose peace when we are not answered immediately. When there is prayer, the hour of the Lord will come and he will give us more than we ask for. Our part must be to remain always in our place, to always do the divine will, because this is the greatest of miracles, and our Lord will provide and take care of everything, more than that we ourselves would not do. If we always do the divine will, our names will be written in heaven, and our salvation, our sanctity, will be secured. Jesus will be all ours, and what will he not give to us? Everything. Therefore, think about making yourself a saint, and the rest will come by itself. Thank you for your attentions. Give my regards to the Tantalos, whom I remember with affection and gratitude. If you can, tell them to remind their sister, who is in Barletta, what I had said to her in person. I commend myself to your prayers and leaving you in the divine volition to become a saint, in which I hope to find you always. Send my regards to Angelina from Corato. Most affectionately yours, the little spark of the divine will. P.S. I will do the four applications as soon as possible. Amen. Fiat. Corato, July 5th, 1931.
Thank you. This recommendation that Luisa Picarreta is always doing, that try to become saints, to become saints, make yourself a saint. This is the way to become saints, to let Jesus make us a saint, to render our free will, who took us out of that union. Because remember, Adam was created in that state of sanctity. It's the sanctity of original justice, the sanctity of original holiness, which consisted of being united with God at every moment. Our Lord Jesus, in the second volume where I read, that says that there are many ways to go to heaven. And in other part of the book of heaven, he says that there are many sanctities, but that the sanctity of the divine will is the royal way, is the way to go to heaven. All saints, they have developed their own little way. An example of that is Saint Teresa of Lisieux, that her little way to enter into heaven, to please our Lord Jesus, was to do everything out of love for Jesus, even the simplest thing. Saint Teresa of Lisieux, she never performed a miracle, but she was able to enter into that greatest miracle and to get so close to that greatest miracle that Luisa Picarreta talks about, of living in the divine will. So close. Brother Lawrence, so close. Saint Francis of Assisi, we see that he was in such a conformity with God's divine will that that restoration, that harmony that we see in Adam, the harmony with nature, is we see that in the life of Saint Francis of Assisi, that he's so in tune with nature, and nature is like, nature bows down to him, basically obeys him. Because in some way, we see that reconciliation. Probably Saint Francis of Assisi probably is one of the saints that resembles the original Adam the most, probably. So these are different sanctities, different ways to attain union with Christ. It's an attempt to reach that union of the two wills. Again, many ways, but there is the royal way, and the royal way we see in the person of Jesus too. That's why he also says, I am the way and the life. And it's very narrow. Now, to make ourselves a saint, in a way, is very simple. This recommendation of Luisa Picaretta, in a way, now that we know these volumes, these writings, is very simple. I think I have mentioned this before, but there is a beautiful saint. It's a Mexican saint. We call it Joselito, Little Joseph. But his complete name is José Sánchez del Río. And his moral was, never before was so easy to gain heaven. When the church in Mexico was persecuted in 1918 all the way to 1930, that period, the church was persecuted. We call it the Cristeros. He was a young boy who refused to deny Christ, and he will say, Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King. He was tortured, and he understood, and he said, never before it was so easy to gain heaven. When I think of that and apply it to the divine will, that really applies for us. Never before was so easy to become saints. Because it is our Lord Jesus who is doing it in us, he's working in us. And we all have to do is just give our free will, our consent, to imitate our mothers. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done according to thy word. And immediately who was the one who descended? The Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit brought the second person of the Blessed Trinity. As soon as we let the divine will operate in us, who brings the divine will to operate in us? The Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit makes of us another Jesus. So, as Luisa Picaretta will say, I commend myself to your prayers, and I leave you in the divine will, wishing you all to become saints. May the Lord grant us the grace to live in his will. May the Blessed Virgin Mary intercede for us, that we may receive the greatest gift, the greatest miracle, to live in his holy will. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.